This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it needs to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with us, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please be involved. You know, in the last segment, I kind of totally forgot, but head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff you've been taught to hate. Really, seriously. You've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. You don't have to. You're still being taught today to hate it. But you're smart enough to ignore it, which is what you should do. You know, again, I was talking to somebody today on the phone saying that the Democrats, you know, they scream about all this cultural appropriation and appropriating this and appropriating that. They have appropriated the English language. They have decided what words mean what fascism means, right, what bigotry means, what racism is, what rape is. Seriously, I mean, no woman should be assaulted, sexually assaulted, again, you know, I was going to say against her will, but nobody wants to be beat up, I don't think. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? But there are other things that are going on that people, cultural appropriation, seriously? You think I get teed off when somebody decides to make spaghetti or have a spaghetti dinner with you know, some of those fundraisers? They do spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread. I didn't grow up with garlic bread. Whose culture is that you're appropriating? I had stale bread that my grandmother used to toast in the oven and put butter on it. That was my culture. Why don't you do that? And you want to talk about cultural appropriation? How about give me a little vig on the money here, right? Give me a part of a piece of the action. That stuff that you eat at the Italian restaurants, it's called pasta fazool, right? What are you paying, $8, $9, $10 a bowl for? I've been out and ate it. It's a poor man's meal. It's what you ate when you had no money. And now they're charged. Who knew? Think about where society's gone. We're wearing ripped jeans. You're paying $200 for a pair of ripped jeans. If I had known, we'd be millionaires. I was always ripping my jeans. And I either turned them into shorts or I threw them away. My God, things have turned around. Nuts. Talk about more nuts. University of California is capping out-of-state student enrollment. That's right. However, if you're an illegal, come on down. There's no cap for you. And you can get state aid. And you can get state legal aid. And you can get a place to live. The University of California Board of Regents recently passed a regulation capping the number of out-of-state students permitted at the UC colleges, limiting the total number to 18%. Right? Well, 18%, I'm sorry, of the student body there on campus. So only 18% of the student body can be out-of-state American citizen students. I want to be clear about that. If you were born on this soil, if you're an American citizen, your mommy and daddy have been paying taxes all their lives, and you probably at this point have been paying taxes when you have one of those part-time jobs. Board of Regents says that they'll only have 18% of those on campus. However, there's a regulation known as Policy 2109. And they passed this after California lawmakers threatened to withhold $20 million in public funds if an out-of-state cap was not put in place. Now, the policy approved on May 18 holds that California residents shall continue to represent a minimum California residents, not legals, a minimum of 82% of all undergraduate students in all colleges whose non-resident population is equal to or less than 18%. Several campuses whose out-of-state percentage exceeds 18% will be allowed to maintain that number without exceeding it. However, students in the country illegally are exempt from all of this. Let me see if I get this right. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So help me work through this. Again, if you're born on this soil, you were born in Arizona and you want to go to a California college, right? Who, by the way, takes advantage of federal grants? They get federal money, which is the same money that your mommy and daddy paid into when you lived in Arizona, you know, in paying their taxes. You are not allowed to be one of the largest numbers. Now, see, if they went in-state, right, tax-paying Americans, and then out-of-state tax-paying Americans, and then whatever's left over, that's fine. Good luck to you. But you have kids that can't get into California colleges, American citizens that can't get in because the numbers, they're just overflowing. When pressed for clarification, the UC spokeswoman said caps don't apply to undocumented students, period. She wouldn't go any further. Not undocumented, illegal students. How do they get them in? If they have no documentation, using their own words, if you go to college and you have no documentation, how do you even prove where you live, where you are, that you're even entitled to that money? Because, you know, they get grants and loans and all kinds of stuff. And don't tell me undocumented is dope, because they do in California. When asked about the number of undocumented students currently enrolled at UC colleges, Doan said, we estimate there are about 3,700 undocumented students, including grad students, in the system as a whole, which I doubt. I think it's higher. University of California does not inquire about immigration status during the application process. Of course they don't. They get paid one way or the other. It doesn't matter. The new illegal immigrant-friendly policy comes several months after the University of California system vowed to protect the rights of undocumented students. So they don't care whether you might be safe or unsafe. They don't know anything about you. They don't care. They got to prove a point. The point is that someday, as we've been saying over in the East, in the Middle East and in Europe, and it's happening, you're going to have trouble. Hey, I'm Don Mattini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. Look, just buy my book. It's really that simple. Just go buy the book. You know, splurge the $12. I don't even know what it is up there. Splurge the $12. Buy the book. Get it over with. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you guys are involved and engaged in being part of the conversation. Okay. Let's get back to this craziness. I mean, seriously, craziness. Also, when you're up on the website, because I know I don't want to get shot for not saying it, click on Patreon. Or Patreon. 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 It's one way to get money to the show, okay? I know. I sound like an evangelist, right? Televangelist. Yeah, just, you know, really, seriously, give me some money and I'll get you a blessing, all right? We'll do it that way. How's that? We'll send you some holy waters, you know, sweat from me at night. Anyhow, head over there, really, seriously, just you skip a cup of coffee, right? $5 a month. I think you can afford $5, $10 a month, whatever it is. And help support the show. Because conservatives, conservative talk show hosts, are under attack all over the place. We're being limited all over the place. And to Corey's point, not to burst his bubble, but there is no such thing as freedom of speech in a privately held company. Doesn't work that way. Facebook, Twitter, Google, whatever. It might be publicly traded, but it's not a government entity. Just so we're clear. I like the University of California, who's spending your tax dollars on illegals and not having any problem with it. They're sleeping well. Spending your money. Something like your kids. They do. They have no problem spending your money. Very happy about it, actually. So the illegal immigrant-friendly policy comes several months after University of California system vowed to protect the rights of undocumented students on its campuses. They released a statement of principles outlining the ways in which the University of California will shelter illegals from federal and local law enforcement. Now, the University of California already offers illegal immigrants perks for studying within the UC system. Illegals under DACA, who qualify for California's AB 540 status, are eligible for the state tuition rates, which are around $15,000 a year. Out-of-state rates are $40,000 a year. All members of our community have the right to work, study, live safely, without fear at all UC locations. UC President Janet Napolitano, and she knows better. She was the head of Homeland Security, right? I mean, in essence. I mean, here's a woman who understands the borders. She understands what took place down there. And nothing. All members of the community have the right to work, study, and live safely without fear. Yes, all members. Even the members who might be attacked by somebody who's here illegally, or even here legally, and you're one of the people that want to take guns away from the security guards. Just nuts. You think just the presence of another human being stops one from doing evil? UC's Undocumented Student Resource Office did not return multiple requests to the news source for information. But I don't need them. They're a bunch of loons anyway, and we know it. We know how they think. We know what it is that they want to do. They want to kill nationals. You see, this is why Trump makes them crazy, because he's into the country. He's into America. He's into the flag, you know, mom, the flag, apple pie, God, Bible, country. But we're not like that anymore. The young people aren't into it anymore. And this is the fault of the generation before and the generation before that, for that matter. You didn't teach your kids patriotism. You didn't teach. See, what you forget is the reason you have those rights that you love to scream about, the reason you have a right to go to school, the reason girls have a right to go to school. In many countries, women aren't allowed to be educated. But the reason you have the rights you have is because of the Constitution. The reason you have the rights you have are because of the men and women who died upholding the rights of that Constitution. Marines and others that go, and the reason I say Marines is I remember having four or five Marines in the studio one day, and I was asking them and poking them as to, you know, did it make them happy with all the stuff going on around them? Did it make them happy that people were abusing those rights that they were fighting for? And they all said no. You know, the rights are rights. We fight for the freedoms to do what they want. We're overseas fighting for other people's freedoms. We don't have a problem with that. Don't, may not like it. May not like the specific thing that person is doing. But it is a right that they have. God, you've got to be a strong person to be okay with that. Because I just want to hurt somebody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time you're spending on the air, in the chat room. Have they called that election yet? That's what I want to know. Got to be close, because it was 70-some-odd precincts in, and she was ahead. Okay, so yeah, they're actually, there's several news sources. I wish somebody, can somebody give me some screenshots of CNN, MSNBC, ABC, WXYZ. Is there? Does she have a screen? No, no. Is it with their faces?
No.
Oh, I see. I want pictures of their faces when they have to report. even though we outspent them 8-1, Republican Karen Handel is projected to win, although we don't have a clue as to how or why anybody would have voted for her, because we're obviously much smarter, better, maybe not prettier, but better than you are. You know, I mean, seriously, how are they going to, how are the Matthews of the world going to explain this one away? How are Rachel Maddows of the world going to explain this one away? Look, there are some smart people in your group.
It'll be Russia.
Russia hacked? There you go. We should do the headline first. This just in, Russia hacks Georgia elections. They had to. There's no way a Republican could have won. That would be great. You should tweet that out. And, you know, do a little fake sign at the end of it. Seriously. I think that would be funny. Yeah, I love... Yeah, anyhow. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. But seriously, if any of you gets a picture, can snap a picture of those onion, lemon-eating hosts. I don't even know if I want to call them hosts. Hosts got a positive feel to it. But any one of those people on the Alphabet news group with that look in their face, that would be great. I would love that if you could do that. It's a big deal. Again, it looks like they're calling Republican Karen Handel, and she's projected to win, even though by a close number. When you spend that kind of money, that's a major loss. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a book.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, it's like 100 and some odd degrees in California the last couple of days. This is going to get worse. And it's dry. It is dry. So it's tough. It's like everything is itchy. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there. You can even buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can buy our shirts, a bunch of shirts up there that you can buy. And I do so much appreciate the time, again, that you're listening to the show. I know there's a bolo of shows you could be listening to tonight. You've chosen this one. Very much appreciate it. I really do. And I thank you again for being part of the solution. Instead of part of the problem. That's it. You know, I shouldn't say I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, but if you come by your politics honestly, and not just because it's what the party gave you to chew on and spew out, then we're good. I don't agree with it, but we're good. Somebody writes, I'll bet there's no vacancy sign on the Democrats' safe spaces tonight. They're all full. I agree. You know, I'll deviate a little bit. When you look at what's going on out there, when you look at what's going on in Georgia, and I am not delighting in another man's misery, because my Bible tells me you shouldn't do that. But what I am delighting in is the fact that you double down, that you're digging in harder. You're going further to the left when your people don't want you there. Now, I don't have many Dems listening to the show, so don't you conservatives get nervous that somebody's going to make a change. And besides, I don't hold that much weight. You know, and even CNN is calling Karen Handel as the winner. So, you know, when you look at this stuff, and you would think if you're on the left, you're going, hey, we got to rethink this. We're getting our butts whooped. Right? I mean, is that what you would do? That's what I would do. The New York Times now is now calling Karen Handel. And it was funny because earlier, they said this was going to be a referendum on Donald Trump's presidency. It also happens to be the most expensive race in U.S. history for the U.S. House. Think about that. And most of the money came from California. How do you keep that into credibility? What a shallow win when you do it this way, don't you think? I do. I think if you have to win by cheating, look it. Here's the thing. When you're running around, and I've done it. I've run for office 4 times. I got in the 4th time. I'm pretty stubborn. But when you run for office, if you do everything right, you lose. It's troubling, but you do feel good about yourself. You really do. You feel good that you kept it clean. And then you turn around and you play these games to win. And if you lose, they start blaming the other side. But if you win and you cheat, how does that work? No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. How do you... If you've cheated to get somewhere, if you've cheated to win something, if you've cheated to get on top, how does that feel? Because somebody who's done that has to explain that to me, because I'm not a believer in winning it at any cost. I'm just not there. I'm a believer in working hard and winning. But anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and... being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I love you guys. Some of the stuff you send me during the show, it just kind of draws my eyes, pulls me away. But, you know, the violence thing. I love this. I don't love the violence, but I love the spin. Right? First of all, how the Dems are talking about how we are the violent group, the Republicans. We're the ones that are calling for violence. We're the ones that are stirring it up. We're the ones that are putting out hate speech. And yet, I've been asking for a couple of nights, send me clips of a right-wing conservative, mainstream right-wing conservative, calling for violence against anybody, in any way, shape, manner, or form. Yeah, there's some idiots out there that are screaming that, you know, all Muslims should be killed. Well, there's nobody on the right that agrees with that. I don't. I know I don't speak for all the right, but there's a lot out there that don't feel that. We don't work in that kind of blanket. We don't blanket things that way. God, is it getting warm in here, or is it just me? If I pass out, you can't call 911 because they'll send somebody to your house, not mine. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're being creeped out by the college crazy stuff, right? So here's another one. You're going to love this. Universities across the country are providing students with easy access to birth control. Some are even, well, we talked about this last year. This was approved in California last year. Some are even installing Plan B dispensing vending machines on campus. That's the morning after pill. Isn't that exciting? University of California, Davis installed a vending machine on campus containing items such as the morning after pill, condoms, and pregnancy tests for purchase. Now, students already don't feel comfortable buying it. Imagine buying it from another student, Partik Singh, a student who led the movement to bring the Plan B machine to campus. Now, wait a minute. So they don't feel comfortable buying it. They don't feel buying it from another student. But they're not going to have any problem going up to the candy machine and then the morning after pill machine. Yeah, I think I'll grab myself a Snickers bar and a condom. Yeah, those are two things that definitely go together. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, at least two other institutions, Claremont McKenna College, Tufts University, offer similar on-campus vending machines. Concept dating as far back. Now, you see how they say that? Got to be a young person writing this. Yeah, this goes all the way back to 2012. It's 5 years ago. It's not all the way back. Yeah, my birthday is all the way back. The 70s is all the way back. When Shippensburg University brought a Plan B machine to the campus, It told CBS News at the time that the machine dispensed between 350 and 400 doses of Plan B every week. Those are abortions that are not being talked about, are they? And if somebody's going to say, well, you know, I was just impregnated that week, so it's not a big deal. Well, everything is a big deal to me, because one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. What's next? You're gonna have a pill for a 32-week abortion, a pill for a 21-week abortion? I mean, when is it going to stop? Seriously. And don't tell me, oh, that'll never happen. There are so many things that are happening now that I've been told would never happen. Anyway. More recently, University of Maryland, their Student Government Association passed a resolution in support of a state general assembly bill that would make contraceptives available on campus 24/7. The vote? 30-0. Because that's what every campus should be doing. God. We're making it easier and easier and easier for people to have non-responsible sex. No downside. I've got a pill. I got a condom. I got a pill. I've got an elixir. I've got abortion at this week. I mean, seriously. Student group involved in the school public leadership program recently pitched a policy proposal to bring a vending machine to the UMD campus to distribute emergency contraception 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But the school has since told the local news source that there are no plans in place to move this forward at the time. Well, give them time. Now, the California Dems, who have total control of the government here, they have total control of the... It's funny. They have total control at the state level, but they do not have total control at local levels. They want free abortion pills for everybody at every college. Think about that. Aren't they just special people? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Heat up your coffee. Please come back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
I think pajama boy's crying. It's gotta be. I mean, seriously. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just got a rant on this, Raw, because it's too good to let go. So, the Republican loss, I mean the Republican win, and the Dems loss. They are so sure that they've got the formula. They're so sure they got what people want that they got whooped again. Right? And if some of you have been reading my pieces that I write every week, some of you have asked me why I keep ending my pieces with "Long live Nancy Pelosi." Because "God Save the Queen" is already taken. That's what she's considered. She is considered the queen, the goddess of the Democrat Party. And Chuck Schumer's her court jester. Right? When she gives the edict, when she waves the wand or waves her hand or whatever it is that she does, when she gives out an order, when she does that, they jump. They do everything she says to do. It's because of her leadership, Schumer, Obama, and Reid, that they've lost all these seats. And what are they still doing? They're still doing it the same way. They were so sure. CNN has written all kinds of pieces. They were so sure this was going to be a referendum on Donald Trump. They haven't picked up one special election seat yet. Now, most sane people would sit back and say, you know, maybe I ought to stop writing checks until I put some money in that bank. Right? But they're still going down that road. And then what do? They put more socialists in. The people that are running that party are even more socialist than before. And they want to go more to the left. And I'm saying, God bless them. Please don't walk. Please don't crawl. I want you to run to the socialist Democrat side of the world. I really do. And I want you to wear buttons that say, I'm a proud socialist Democrat. What do you think? I like that idea. So I think you should encourage your young Democrat friends to take that socialist mantra and run with it. Run with it in your cities and towns. Run with it in your communities. And they'll see who you are, and we'll keep kicking your butt. I'm not gloating. I'm just calling it as it is. Not like I want it to be, but as it is. You were sure you were going to win this. You spent, oh, God. Yeah, I don't want to give out the wrong numbers, and I have to come back tomorrow night, and I have to go and apologize and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Let me see. Record money spent in Georgia. Let's try that. You think they'll tell me? Record money spent in Georgia. Unlike some of the big guys, you know, we don't have a team of 22 people to do the research. We do it live and in person. What? Okay, so this number's in. $40+ million has been spent in Georgia's record-breaking special election. That is only the amount of money spent by the campaigns. That does not include those, you know, special groups that spend money. And when you look at all the, you know, think about this. Now, John Ossoff, the Democrat candidate, he hauled in over $23 million in total contributions. You ready for this one, too? Almost 97% of his money came from outside of Georgia. So if that's the case, that means that this man received almost $2 million. Yeah, almost $2 million locally. Does that sound like somebody that they want? Does that sound like somebody that the local representation wants? What is that all about? And how, again, like I said earlier, how would you feel good about that win? Now, Karen Handel, the Republican candidate, she pulled in $4.5 million in campaign contributions. That's five times less than the other guy. Right? She spent $3.2 million. Seven and a half times. See, I love these races. I love these kind of things. You know, isn't it interesting? And by the way, there's no story here. I'm just rambling. Yeah, you can tell. Okay. Isn't it interesting? What do you mean you can tell? Wait a minute. How the Republicans are always accused of being the people with money, being the people spending money, being people buying races. I haven't seen that happen yet. I saw it. I've seen it in my area where the Dems outspent the Republicans three or four times to one. You see what's going on here? There's five or six times to one. And on an outside candidate, and on somebody who doesn't give a care about the community. Look, I'm sorry. You can't not live in a community. You cannot be from a community. You cannot be very familiar with a community and think that you're going to care enough to fight for them. It's not going to happen. Now, again, think about the dollars spent. They always show the Koch brothers in. Nobody ever mentions Soros. We know Soros is part of the giving. But how do you justify? How can you still say with these numbers, how as a Democrat can you still say the Republicans are buying these races? And don't tell me about all the dollars that were spent in the background that we don't know anything about, because you guys do the same thing and at bigger numbers. Part of that is because you really don't report it. It takes forever to get the information from you people. Outside independent expenditures have propelled the total amount spent in Georgia, or Georgia's 6th congressional district, well above $40 million. No, I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to put, I don't know how you fix this. I mean, short of doing all the things that Republicans hate, where you regulate the election, how much money can come in from outside, where you actually have to live to represent your community, I think that's just nuts. I really do. The Congressional Leadership Fund, a Republican super PAC, spent $7.5 million to oppose Ossoff. The National Republican Congressional Committee, also known, you heard him say, the NRCC, they put more than $6 million into the election. The Democratic Campaign Committee, who wanted this thing bad, they poured over $4.5 million in. You know, and these, and this race between these two have smashed every prior record. The prior to Georgia's special election, in 2012, elections Florida 18th Congressional District between Republican Alan West and Democrat Aaron Patrick Murphy, which had a total spending of almost $30 million, was the most expensive. See, they thought they could buy it like they did there. And that's what they did. They bought it. And again, this money that has been spent that you and I will never know about. Isn't that exciting? You know, people, I really don't. All I can do is throw it out there. You know, one of the things I used to love to say, I got tired of saying it, is I put, you know, I want to cause you to think. Why are you Republican? Why are you conservative? Why did you back Trump? Why? And don't spew the party line, because I just hang up on you if you do that. I want you to tell me why you did these things. Why do you believe in a God? Why don't you believe in a God? Right? These were all things you need to think through before you're willing to die for these causes. Because when you're out there, when you're out there talking to people about these things and you're just spewing party line, I got to tell you, you know, what do they call that? Spoiler alert? You look like an idiot. Because anybody can regurgitate. A parrot with an IQ of 3 can regurgitate. And just throw it up there. You need to know what you're talking about. You really do need to know what you're talking about. You need to have a heart for it, for what you believe and why you believe it. 855-REAL-JOE in the next hour. 855-732. I'm not going to take it. I love it. I'm not trying to be mean, you guys, but usually I start to see the phone calls come in the last few minutes of the last segment. Why do you wait? You don't really want to talk, or you just want to say, send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But if you really want to have a conversation, wait after the first break, call, and more than happy to let you on the air, unless you're a total buffoon, in which case, I don't want to embarrass you. Again, next hour, a lot of good stuff coming up. We're going to talk. We are going to talk more about this. Also, I got some videos, and obviously the audio will work for you, but videos of the top 5 dumbest things that the leftists have talked about this week, or last week, I'm sorry. I don't know why we stopped at 5. We probably could come up with 50. And again, and they're always on the case of a Republican that makes a mistake. They're never on their own case. That's when people start to believe you. That's when people trust you, is when you're willing to fess up to your own mistakes. You're willing to lay them on the table and talk about them. And that's the only way we're going to fix it. When we start talking to each other and start admitting our faults with each other, both parties, 3 parties, all 7 parties, whatever there is, things will be better. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Hey, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. If you're on Facebook, you got to reset at the top of the hour. We'll be back. I'll be back. I don't know about you.